You're with Cape Talk.
This is Abongile Nzelenzele on Early Breakfast.
And we say good morning to the good Dr. Mokete Setoaba. Good morning, Doc. How's it going?
Good morning, Abs, and good morning to your listeners. It's getting busy now that we're in level three.
Ah, people are starting to come out. People are no longer afraid, Doc.
Yeah, I think they've been banking their illnesses and it's getting busy out there.
Doc, I think I'm going to come see you also. I've been trying on a couple of my pants. Some of my clothes just aren't fitting anymore. We need to do something about this, Doc.
COVID weight.
COVID weight. Oh, to you listening at home, you're listening to the good Dr. Mokete Setoaba, who joins you every Thursday around about this time to talk all things medical related. Now, we're going to be talking about the current affairs of where we are with the coronavirus. But, Doc, last week we had a listener that had a question about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. To pick up on that conversation, Doc, can we just continue with that? What is COPD and its relation to COVID-19?
So COPD is a group of lung diseases that causes irreversible damage to the lungs. And this damage then blocks the airflow, causing progressive difficulties in breathing. While COVID, we know that is a respiratory disease, and it can also result in severe respiratory restrictions as well. So now if you have these two conditions combining, you are at risk of having severe disease if you're infected with COVID-19. So with people with COPD, diagnosed COPD, we advise prevention is better than cure. So this will include the social distancing, will also include, if possible, working from home. So irrespective of what stage of COPD you're in, I think caution has to be practiced.
Doc, what causes COPD and what are the symptoms?
So the symptoms will first include a nagging cough, a long-standing nagging cough that's just there most of the time. You can also have frequent respiratory infections. So being COVID now being the one that's most contagious, people might actually get it easier if you're not practicing social distancing. You can have shortness of breath. And also less ability in exercising as well. You could have a wheezy chest and also tightness in the chest as well. The most common cause of COPD is smoking, followed by infections in the lungs, like if you have a TB. TB can cause irreversible damage. Environmental factors as well that causes chronic irritation to your lungs. We're talking about chemicals that can actually affect your lungs and causes irreversible damage as well. And then you can also have certain autoimmune diseases like cystic fibrosis that can cause irreversible damage to the lungs as well. So those are some of the causes, but the most common cause is smoking.
Yeah, Doc, you're driving me into a certain conversation now that I fear. I fear the conversation around smoking in South Africa these days. It's become a very touchy situation because I dare not ask you a politically motivated question because we'll get ourselves into a bind here. To you listening at home, 0214460567, that is the number that you can dial. Feel free to be part of the conversation. You are listening to the good Dr. Mokete Setoaba, who joins you this week to address a question that we received from the listener about chronic obstructive pulmonary disease called COPD for short. And the good doctor is just telling us, what is COPD and its relation to COVID-19? Also, he's just explained to us what causes COPD and what are the symptoms. And he says, largely, this can be attributed to smoking. Maybe, then there's more to the conversation around cigarettes. But, Doc, let's continue. If the lung damage in COPD is not reversible, is there no cure? I mean, is there nothing that can be done to manage it?
There is no cure, but there is management. So management or treatment of COPD, it's really to reduce the symptoms and also to reduce the progressive damage to the lungs, which is why we look at the causes and we say, can we avoid the causes? If we can stop smoking, because if you continue, then you have progressive damage to the lungs. So this treatment plan will involve a team. It's not a one-man show where your doctor takes over control. We have to have a team around you that will include the doctors, the physiotherapist, the social workers, the psychologists or psychiatrists as well. Also a stop smoking team as well. So it's a team that has to be around you. Like most cases in medicine, COPD is divided into stages. And depending on the severity or the shortness of breath or the stage, then a different type of treatment plan would be put in place. For some people, if they're at the end stage of COPD, they'll have an oxygen tank that they walk around with, because now the shortness of breath or the damage is so severe that they need supplementary oxygen. So depending on the stage, and the staging can be done by a doctor using x-rays, using lung function tests, a physiotherapist also will be involved. Depending on your stage, a management plan or a treatment plan will be put in place, but there is no reversing the damage. There is no, here's one tablet, you are cured. This is an ongoing management plan depending on the stage of COPD you're at.
So for every action, there are consequences. That is pretty much what the doc is saying. And COPD is one of those consequences that once you are diagnosed with it, because there's a good chance that you can't recover from that. Please correct me, doc, if I'm wrong here, but it can be managed.
It can be managed depending on the stage, but there is no reversing the damage that is caused by the causes. So once you have the damage is there, but the management of it is geared to reduce the symptoms. That is the shortness of breath and everything else that we spoke about, and also to reduce the progressive damage to the lungs.
Fantastic. Doc, before we let you go then, as always, your final words for this session?
Final words. Level 3 doesn't mean stop being cautious. Remember to keep safe. Reduce the spread, protect those at risk. So wear your mask when you're going out, and make sure that you only go out for necessary necessities. Level 3 doesn't mean, it's free for all.
Hey, level 3, Doc. I mean, I'm starting to see some shocking things yesterday whilst on the road. My goodness, some people are on level 1.
Some people, they're not on any level.
Yeah, no. Actually, you're right. That's level 0.
They think it is over. We are back to normal. This is a new normal, and the new normal includes social distancing, wearing a mask, sanitizing or washing our hands frequently. And if we don't do that, the numbers will keep on climbing.
All right, Doc. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. Have yourself a fantastic, fantastic day further. And I'm sure maybe it's going to be another long day for you.
It's already started.
Thanks, Doc. Dr. Mukete Sedwa.